Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up whatever is on your mind and take control. Anything goes. Political, personal, something somewhere in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We have got over 270 users now. Thousands of posts for you to look through, all kinds of different forums for you to post in, so get interactive with us. The show literally continues after hours, and it's even more interactive that way, because not only are you interacting with us, because we all post and read on the bulletin board system, but also you're interacting with the other listeners of the show. So it expands your reach, if you will. It expands the fun online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
Again, that is freestateproject.org. And it's definitely something you're going to want to check out if freedom is even remotely important to you. Because it's being lost at an amazing clip. We talked about in hour number one, and actually we didn't quite finish the details, and maybe we'll get to them here. But hour number one, the Supreme Court handing down a devastating decision today. Devastating to us and our freedoms, and specifically the Fourth Amendment, which protects you from unreasonable search and seizure. They have said now that if you get pulled over by a cop, they can bring a drug dog out, and run her and sniff out your car from the outside just on a whim, just because they want to, just because they feel like it. They don't have to have any sort of reasonable suspicion, probable cause, or anything like that anymore. According to the Supreme Court, just because you got pulled over for a speeding ticket or a burnout taillight, that means that the drug dog can be on your car, basically, can come out around your car. And it's a sad decision. It was a 6-2 decision, overwhelmingly in favor of the drug dogs. And it just means that more of your rights are being flushed down the drain. Let me finish up with this article from the Associated Press. This is one of the dissenting judges on the court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She says, under today's decision, every traffic stop could become an occasion to call in the dogs, to the distress and embarrassment of the law-abiding population. Apparently, she said she cited the danger the police could soon conduct suspicionless dog-accompanied drug sweeps of parked cars or cars stopped at red lights. Ginsburg, she needs to shut up because she's giving them ideas. I mean, this really could happen soon. Ginsburg and Souter noted, however, that they would not necessarily object in cases when dogs are needed to detect explosives or other hazardous weapons by a suspected terrorist. So even they are ready to bend over when you mention the word terrorism. They're ready to bend over and just surrender all of your rights. Grossman said, in some states, including New Jersey, this is the ACLU lawyer, some states, including New Jersey, have passed legislation requiring police to have valid grounds to use dogs during traffic stops, partly because of the danger of racial profiling in which minorities are singled out for traffic stops or other security. Grossman urged Illinois and other states to pass similar laws to protect motorists, such as Caballes, who is Filipino. And the state of Illinois' appeal was supported by 28 states and several law enforcement groups. So there you go. And Chief Rehnquist did not participate because he's going to kick the bucket. And then George W. Bush will get to appoint some other scumbag to the Supreme Court to further eviscerate our constitutional rights. And it's about time that something be done about
this.
That's
all he wants to do is eviscerate the constitutional rights and overturn Roe v. Wade.
Oh, that's the next thing, right?
You can believe that Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned.
And what does that mean when they do that?
Well, it means that, and then states can make their choices as to whether or not they want to make abortion legal. Which is what, the way I really...
It relieves the federal prohibition.
It does.
Okay. Then they'll be just back alley abortions.
Well, I believe that, I don't know, I think that states really should be able to make that decision.
Yeah. Well, I think that states should be able to make a whole lot more decisions. I agree with that. I think it's a wrong decision to prohibit abortion, though. I mean, if that's the decision they make, very wrong. Very dangerous.
At the current rate we're going, we're heading towards this country being split into two different countries.
I think it's really pointless, though, because currently with the online generation that we have, even it would seem like anybody can talk to a you know, an abortion clinic in another state,
mm-hmm.
say Florida outlaws, say Georgia outlaws it, and you live in Atlanta, and you know you write you're,
well, then your state, if they're the conservative type, the anti-abortion type, they will pass a law that says you can't go to another state to get an abortion if you're a state citizen.
Well, how are they going to pass that law?
They have a law that says you can't go to another country and have sex with underage children.
They do have that.
They do have that law.
It's crossing a state line in order to commit a felony.
Yeah.
Would be, that's, I mean, there's one, that's a crime right now. I mean, that's...
1-800-259-9231, if you've got a comment, 800-259-9231. I want to ask you, Johnson, a little bit more about what you said, though, because we kind of just brushed by it.
Yeah.
You said this this country's going to turn into two countries? What do you mean by that?
The way we're going is we're going to have, first of all, we're going to have the Free State Project, which is going to be, which I believe is going to become an entity in and of itself. But then we're going to have this, we're going to have the socialist states of blueness. And then we're going to have the we're going to have the
fascist.
Authoritarian fascist red states.
You might as well say authoritarian socialist, because they're both authoritarians.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's socialist and authoritarian. I mean, they're both basically the same
thing. How's that going to come to be, in your mind?
It's gradual indoctrination, is what,
somebody has to do something in order for that to happen. I mean, you're talking...
Just keep making small little laws that get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, they're still
gradually taking away more freedom and more freedom.
No. I agree with you. We're going to be taking away more freedom, but to actually split the country into two countries, you're going to have to actually do something.
I just think eventually what's going to happen is that there's going to be, you know, we're going to have such separate and disparate laws... Eventually, what's going to happen is they're going to, you know, these two different groups of people are going to have to come to terms. It's just going to happen where the federal laws will not be able to be applied to these two completely disparate areas that just state laws. Because the more we have stuff where states can make their own decisions, states are going to eventually have these just completely disparate.
Well, that's what we need. We need states that are competing for citizens. That's exactly what we need. We need to have a return to states' rights and what that's called federalism.
I agree.
Where each state gets to create its own laws. If you don't like those laws, you go live in another state. Let's go to Jim in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim, with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, Jim.
I apologize for letting our conversation degrade into a sort of a shouting match last Friday afternoon.
Jim, there was no shouting going on. We were just all trying to talk before the show ended. Don't worry about it. You don't have to apologize. We have fun on this show, and it's entertainment.
Hey.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate your format.
Well, good. We're glad you're out there. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about the states, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the abortion issue goes, it may get to the point so that the states can make the decision as to whether or not they want to allow this.
Yeah.
You know, that's for the federal government to even be mentioning that or even proposing that is really hypocritical.
What do you mean?
Well, when you look at what's happening with the, again, my pet peeve is the environment.
Mm-hmm.
The state of New Mexico has come out very strong against opening up more pristine, rare, sensitive ecological areas to oil and gas development.
Okay.
The governor has come out in strong opposition. Today, the Bureau of Land Management came out with their final decision on an area called Otero Mesa.
Okay.
Here in southeast New Mexico, just north of El Paso.
Good. All right, very good.
Opening it up to a pristine, rare desert grassland. They're going to allow 141 gas wells.
Well, that's what happens, Jim, when you let the government take care of land in this country. We'll put you on hold. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231. This is kind of like the theme that we're trying to get across to Jim. He's called in a couple more times in the past, and he thinks that the government can do the right thing as long as the right people are in charge. And that's just not the way it works. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control at 800-259-9231.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of this show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Political, personal, anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And also Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on. You can grab archives on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days worth of the show fully archived and described online for free. We're going to get right back to the phones, though, because this is the show about you and what's on your mind. And Jim, calling in from New Mexico. Thankfully, Jim, you finally called to where we actually have the time to kind of dig into your issue, because your issue is really important. I know it's important to me, Manwich, Johnson. I don't know how you guys
Absolutely.
Feel about it.
I love clean air, clean water, yeah. Environment. Those are big issues to me.
I think they're huge because, I mean, we depend on the environment. You know, if the air is polluted, we're probably going to die sooner. If the water's polluted, that's just not a good thing either.
Popping rivets on spaceship Earth, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. So we're definitely in agreement, Jim, that the environment is important. And I think the key difference between you and Free Talk Live is that you believe the government can actually do something about it. Jim?
Well, I believe that if this land had not been in the public domain all these years, it would have been already been overgrazed and punched holes punched in and developed for oil and gas years and years ago.
So you believe that all the, as you put it, pristine land should be taken care of by the Bureau of Land Management?
Well, I don't know, whatever the agency would be called.
The Forestry Bureau, whatever, Jim's Bureau. Let's say you could, you know, you could name it, let's just call it...
The Commons.
The Forest Bureau, okay?
The Commons. It's something that belongs to all of us.
Okay, well, if it belongs to all of us, then it's the government that's taking care of it, right, Jim? You make it sound all nice and everything, but it's the government that's taking care of it, allegedly.
As long as it's taken care of, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
You just gave me an example where the government was not taking care of it, though.
That's because it's been taken over by corporate interests. It's not of
what?
By most people.
No, see, that's where you're confused. This is where the crux of the confusion is. You believe that it's the corporations that is doing wrong to the land. It's not the corporations that's doing wrong to the land. It's the fact that the government owns the land, and the corporations are being allowed to operate on that land, but they don't own it. Here's the problem. If those oil companies were forced to actually own the land that they're drilling on, they'd have to keep that land pristine so it could be used for something else. The problem is with all the clear-cutting and whatnot is that these companies are allowed to go into government land. They don't own the land. So, no, it's not that the corporations are doing all this. It's the fact that the government just says, okay, you can come in and this is what you can do with the land. And the government specifically stipulates and says what these companies can and can't do with the land, and it's the government's bad decision-making that ends up screwing up the environment. Not the corporations, because the corporations would have incentive to keep everything clean.
They wouldn't have any incentive to keep it as it is.
Absolutely they would. Because obviously if they go into an area, for example, like a state park, they have incentive to go in and just very cleanly, very discreetly, if, for example, if they're going for natural gas. There's an example in Yellowstone where they were trying to get natural gas. They do it very discreetly, out of the way, and keep that land so that they can make money off of the tourist for a park. They can make all sorts of
That's
money
true.
Cleaning up that park and making it beautiful.
I think
but if it were government-owned, then they'd have absolutely no incentive to do that because the government controls what they can and can't do with that land.
As a matter of fact, I think Boise, a real-life example, I think the company's Boise Cascade, I'm not sure exactly their name, but they own a huge forest out west. And they, of course, have the logging section of the forest, but there's another section that's just pristinely kept where campers can come in and camp, and they pull like something like 13 to 20% of their income from just the camping/tourism aspect of their property.
It's kind of a fairy tale dreamland to assume that we would have this land that's suddenly just controlled by the people. When you talk about being controlled by the people, you're talking about it being controlled by the government, which means that you're talking about something being controlled by politicians. And if you believe that people like the George Bush family are gonna do well with this land, then you're not living in reality. I mean, do you really want politicians to be in control of the environment?
Well, I came from Louisiana before I moved out here, and the vast majority of Louisiana is private land.
Private, exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, when I grew up back in the 50s and 60s, there was thousands of acres of forests, streams, and lakes, and pristine native wood. I mean, it was magnificent, beautiful place to grow up.
Okay.
I go back there now, it's covered with subdivision, strip malls, roads. All the environment is gone.
Oh, so you're somebody that doesn't want to build land, you don't want to build buildings, is that right? You don't want progress?
I didn't say that.
Well, what does that statement mean?
I'm just telling you that private ownership is not an answer to protecting.
I highly doubt that 90% of Louisiana is covered with urbanness. I'm sure it's just the area that you grew up in that's a little bit more urban than it was before, so it looks like there's not as much forest in the city. I'm sure there's plenty of wilderness in Louisiana still. You're just blowing it out of proportion.
Because you're going to an area where it's already populated. If you look around the outskirts of an area that's already populated, that area is already slated for development.
There's
going to grow.
There's 500,000 people that live in the area that we're doing this show from. But if you go east of the interstate, there isn't anything there.
Now, some areas are growing, some are shrinking.
Anyway, here's my question for you. Since you want the government to control land, and you only want them to control what, pristine land, or do you want them to just control all the land in the country? How far do you want to go with it, Jim?
There's certain critical areas that
critical areas. How much of the country is considered a critical area in your mind?
Well, that's something for the biologist to determine, not me.
Okay. Well, yeah. Why don't you just make a guess? Why don't you make a guess as to what you'd like to see as critical areas of this country? Like
whatever
50%?
Whatever it takes to keep the ecological integrity of the continent intact.
That's probably an opinion as opposed to a fact.
Well, whatever it takes to keep the ecological integrity
according
intact.
According to some scientists, according to one side of the scientific spectrum, there, of course, will always be scientists that disagree with that. So as long as your people are in charge, right, Jim, then it's okay. Now here's what my question is. Do you really want to use force? I'm pulling this from my friend Harry Brown's website. Do you really want to use force to make this happen? And do you understand what I mean by that?
Well, you keep changing the subject.
No, this is definitely the subject, because you want the government to control land, which means the government has to pay for upkeep on that land or anything that they have to do with that land.
The people are ones who are really paying.
Well, that's what I'm going to say here, is that we're all paying for it, Jim, which means that we're being taxed, and taxes are force because they're collected from us at gunpoint. How is it that you can justify pointing weapons at myself or Manwich or Johnson and taking money from us for this?
I'm not advocating that whatsoever.
How do you advocate funding the government land program? Magic?
Well, I fund it. I mean, how much money does it take to leave something alone?
Why don't you go look up the budget for the Bureau of Forests and Services, or whatever the hell they're called? I'm guaranteeing you they get millions of dollars.
Probably billions.
If not billions.
Well, that's because it's being managed for extraction also. If it was
they're
just
making
being
money
left alone.
Off of okay, they're making money off of the land that they lease. You realize that, right? Our tax dollars aren't covering the leases. They're going to enrich the bureaucracy.
Well, that's been big battles throughout the decades, you know, between people, the concerned citizens, and these agencies and the corporate interests that control them.
It's all right, we're going to come back to this whole corporate interest thing. If you can hang on, Jim, we're going to come back to this whole corporate interest. Again, he's coming back to whether or not the government is controlled by the right people. And we'll talk a little bit more about this, because it's important to understand that government doesn't work no matter who controls it. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi everybody, I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it, in fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it, you put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away, you don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The show is yours. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Plus, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of Shriners on there, and we call them Shriners. It's our affectionate name for them. They're all ladies of different ages, sizes, shapes, colors. The one common factor between them all is that they listen to this show. And if you're a female out there listening to the show, you can email us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we will include you in the Shrine. In fact, we prefer it was validated, and you should look at the Shrine first before you do anything like this, and that way you can find out what validation is. We don't have time to explain it right now, because we've got Jim on the line. By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, the number for you, 800-259-9231. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, Jim, and again, we're glad you called in early, because this is a huge issue.
Jim, I'm glad that you did get it, that you called in a little early, so we get a chance to talk to you about this.
Well, you're trying to convince me of something that I really don't think you're going to be able to.
Well, we don't believe we're going to be able to convince
and
you
we don't
of
believe we're actually trying to convince the people that are listening, not you, Jim.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of the nature of talk radio. Now let me...
It's the nature of an argument. You never will convince anybody that you're trying to argue with.
Right, you can't. It's just the way it is.
It'll be up to you, Jim.
It's very rare to change your opinion while having a conversation.
Especially on the spot. Yeah, Jim, it'll be up to you if you're going to change your opinion to analyze the options, the evidence later on down the line, weeks and weeks, possibly months later, and then maybe come to an epiphany.
I recommend you go to ruart.org. What is it?
Ruart.com, actually.
Ruart.com. ruart.com.
And read Healing Our World, which is a fantastic book.
This is the old lament, Jim. If the government was run the way that I say that it should be run, then things would be okay. But understand that under the Clinton administration, people were still crying and moaning about the environment. You know, and as a matter of fact, I believe it is under the Clinton administration that people, the environmentalists, were actually making claims like, we won't make it 20 years before we're all dead from noxious gases. Now, I'm certainly not in the opposite camp, but I'm kind of in the middle. And my thought process here is it's clear that no one is ever going to manage the environment the way that environmentalists want. The only people that are going to do that are environmentalist groups. Groups that buy the land and administer it in their own fashion. If you allow the government to do it, they're only going to continue to do what they've been doing. I mean, they're never going to change. They can't. By their own nature, they can't do that.
Well, what I'm saying is that certain areas, I don't know, like I said, I'm not a conservation biologist, but there should be areas where biological diversity can function.
By them.
Now what? So there should, and the government's not going to watch them. The government's going to continue to let corporations come in, clear cut, drill, do whatever it is that they want to do. Now what?
Well, if you'd let me finish my point.
Go,
you know,
go, Jim.
These areas that I'm talking about, critical ecological areas, to not be controlled or owned by the government or by any private interest.
So then anybody can come in there and cut them down then, right? Anybody can come in there and do whatever the hell they want to them. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's what I'm saying. They should be taken out of public or private ownership.
How do you do that?
Turned into commons.
How do you do that, Jim?
Well, by agreement.
Yeah.
Who's going to agree to that? Everyone in the world?
Who makes that contract? Who enforces it? That's what the government is there for. The government is supposedly the force of contracts. That's what the whole purpose of a government.
Libertarians have been accused of being utopian, Jim.
Well, in a perfect world, you know, what you're saying may be fine, but, you know...
What we're saying is...
In a perfect world, in a real world, in a real world, the whole purpose of a government is because people make a contract with one another, and people will not follow up on that contract. People break contracts,
in the private sector also.
Let me finish what I'm saying. People break the law, and the whole thing is that the reason why a government is put into place is to have order. All right, the whole purpose of government is force in order to enforce order. Now, if you have this free land that no one owns and no one has any claim on, who's going to enforce that? If it's not owned by the government, then it's not going to be enforced.
Or an individual with a shotgun.
If it is owned by the government, then the government has control over it and has control to do all the stupid nonsense that they do with the land in the first place. The only solution is private ownership of that land, because private owners have a vested interest in making that land successful. Now, what we have going on, the biggest environmental problems, and where we have the biggest environmental problems, and if you do research on this, you'll find that it's true, is that where the government owns the land, but they're giving control of that land to a corporate interest. So therefore, the corporate interest has control of the land, but they don't own it. That's where you get the environmental problems.
Well, the same thing is happening in private ownership. That's what I said. I came from Louisiana.
No, sir. No, sir. It's not happening. You gave me one example of some company in California that allegedly clear-cut their land, but you're ignoring all of the other examples of private ownership protecting and caring for and improving private property. I gave you examples before, Jim, of a group called the Nature Conservancy, of a group called the Audubon Society. Now, as an environmentalist, surely you have heard of both of those organizations.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Now, you're not being fair to Jim at all.
What do you mean I'm not
being
fair?
You're completely unfair to him to suggest that somehow corporations are watching over the land in the manner that he wants them to, you know, completely leaving unimproving
land. No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that there are plenty of people out there doing the right thing with their land. He's giving all these end-of-the-world scenarios about, oh, Louisiana's losing all of their forests and, you know, all these terrible things are happening. You're ignoring all of the good things that are happening. So, do you remember what I told you about the Nature Conservancy, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with the Nature Conservancy.
So you understand that they buy property, and they take care of it, and they ensure that it is pristine, and they ensure that all the little beasties that live on that property are taken care of. You agree with me, right?
Oh, sure.
So what's wrong with that, Jim? What's wrong with that? That's private ownership of property.
Nothing at all.
And even private groups like that might even be able to come up and have funds and charities and whatnot where they could actually give financial incentives to companies to keep their land pristine and take a certain section of their own land. Like, you own this land, we're going to give you a financial incentive to make this part of the land pretty or protect this species on your land just by offering a corporation money. And that's happening all over the place in Florida. There's a group called with the Florida House down here trying to have natural construction or natural architecture so that the Florida houses work with the surrounding environment.
Are you suggesting, Jim, that we take the Nature Conservancy land and turn it over to this community property concept?
Oh, whatever it takes to protect it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what it takes is what I just told you. Did you kind of understand that the Nature Conservancy protects this land? Do you get that?
Sir. Yes, sir.
So, if we got rid of the government land bureaucracy, then more people would get to keep more money. Like, you probably pay a good percentage in taxes. And do you have your radio turned up?
No.
Okay. You probably pay a good percentage in taxes, don't you, Jim?
More than I'd like.
Okay, now imagine if you got to keep all of it. You'd probably save thousands of dollars. You'd probably have an extra, $3,000 to $10,000 a year at least?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, now imagine you being able to give $2,000, $3,000 to the Nature Conservancy or Greenpeace or your favorite environmental organization. And then imagine the rest of the 290 million people in this country having that extra $2,000, $3,000, $10,000. And all of your environmentalist friends out there and everybody else who cares about taking care of property has that much more money that they could give to an organization that really does take care of property, unlike the government. I want you to think about that for a while, Jim, and then we'll talk to you again some other time.
For an extra $10,000, you could probably buy a good chunk of Louisiana Bayou.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for your time, Jim. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to get to Rusty next, and your calls as well, unless you're a lady, in which case you get to interrupt the flow, and we go straight to you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Personal, political, anything goes. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates list. It only takes a minute or two to sign up. And once you do, you'll get the latest news in regards to the show, whether it's a new affiliate, new Shriner, some sort of a website update that you need to know about. It comes straight into your email box. It's quick. It's easy. It's online at freetalklive.com. Again, the updates section. The show is about your calls. We talk to you about anything. So let's go to the phones. Rusty in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Hello, Rusty. Goodbye, Rusty.
And Rusty going once, Rusty going twice. Rusty, call us back sometime. 1-800-259-9231. Again, anything goes. So all kinds of interesting things going on in our government today. Well, one thing in specific, that would be this Supreme Court decision. Are we finally done talking about this? Because I know we could probably rant on it some more, because it's opening a huge door. The Supreme Court, in case you're just tuning in, has decided that now, if you get pulled over by the cops for any reason whatsoever, they can bring the dogs out and have them sniff your car out. You don't have to open your car doors, but they will walk the dogs around your car for no reason whatsoever. That's a new decision. That's where we're going. And if you ask me, it opens up a perfect opportunity for us to have some... Well, we already have DUI checkpoints, and courts have already found that those are legal, which to me is already just a huge just a huge abrogation of our rights. And so they could just simply combine this with the DUI checkpoint. Now you're at the DUI checkpoint, and they're walking dogs up and down a line of cars.
And as soon as they have your federal ID, which is your state driver's license that's incorporated in the federal ID system.
Mm-hmm. It's bad, dude.
Tell me what's the difference between this and Nazi Germany. That whole scenario?
Hitler's not in charge.
Well, Hitler was a bad man.
Let's go back to the phones. We're trying again. Rusty in Canada, attempt number two. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rusty.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great.
Spoke to you before the holiday. Yeah, I'll be brief because I know you don't have much time. What I was theorizing, I'm American, but I live in Canada. I'm moving to Hawaii. I work overseas most of my time. I'm an investment banker. We need strategies to attack this federal government, turn into basically a Nazi state, because if you got to realize the potential of this, any crossing, any highway will be in the future a drunken driving stop point with dogs surrounding you as a pretext. The reality of it. So what I'm telling, like your Free State Project in New Hampshire, we need to get local politicians, independent candidates, not necessarily libertarian or Democrat, but people that are against this, not that false paradigm, and legally put in structure to make case law in states and certain small cities, certain medium-sized cities, laws to protect the citizens' rights. Like what you guys really plan to do in New Hampshire. We should do it in other progressive places that will...
Well, Rusty, it's a great idea, and it is, like you're saying, what we're planning on doing in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
but
no,
here's the problem. Here's the problem, Rusty. How the hell do you get this message out there? Because most of the American people...
All great movements in American history started out as grassroots. From the Civil Rights Movement to the Suffragist Movement, it starts with small 5% of the population like yourself. By going to certain areas, you can go back to the anarchists, to Henry Thoreau in New England and their great philosophical movements in the 19th century. It starts out with guys just like you going to certain centers, certain locations, and what you do have your... At the city level... Say that our state, like me, I'm my hometown is Flint, Michigan, will not allow this to happen. Our policemen must protect the rights of their citizens, and you can do that very easy on the state level. For example, and there are certain states that use ballot initiative.
Sure you can, but you have to have politicians that have some cojones, Rusty, and we don't have that.
You started at the small level. You've got people with cojones, Jim Hightower, the guy that may have been murdered in Minnesota where I went to college at, Paul Wellstone. He was a college professor from me, even though he's a former communist. He was an all right bloke. He was a former professor of mine. I went and had lectures of him. He's at Carleton College up there. You can do it at a small start out.
You can. Absolutely. It's damn difficult.
You're
not saying don't try.
Great philosophical movements from the... Remember the civil rights movement. So-called states' rights and some of the abuses started out in small places.
We absolutely...
Underground church centers that became a nationwide movement. So what
Rusty,
you got to do is like you're doing.
Let me stop you for a moment, Rusty.
Yeah.
What I got to say, we absolutely agree with you, and absolutely people should be getting out there and doing this. Why we advocate, hold on a minute, let me speak here. Why we advocate the Free State Project is because you got to sell people on liberty. And a lot of people, the way they react when you start talking about liberty, and I'm sure you've seen this. When you start talking, people start looking at you like you got a third eye in the middle of your forehead, or you got a separate evil head growing out of your shoulder or something. And the reason why we're looking into the Free State Project, and we think the Free State Project is going to be the thing that works, is because when you can show people, and when you can just blatantly, just glaring evidence, and you show them the prosperity that freedom brings, there is nothing that will be able to stop that.
Remember, historically, the Supreme Court has not always made great decisions. The Dred Scott decision to deny African Americans...
Yeah.
They're right as human beings. No, you got to look at historically, the Supreme Court hasn't always, it's stuck in its historical context. That's one thing I want you young guys to worry, to think about when you talk about the Constitution. You can't say the Constitution is fundamental principles as it was written, but even then they had political intrigues between the Federalists and Hamilton and Jeffersonian.
Oh, yeah.
People got to realize is that it had to grow. Remember, it denied a lot of people rights. This is a republic, not a democracy.
Rusty, thanks for the call, man. We're out of time, brother, but good hearing
call.
From you. Great call. Later. Call us again sometime, okay?
I will. 259-9231.
Very opinionated. We like that on this show.
Absolutely.
This is your
show.
Got
some fire!
Yeah.
He was ready to talk, too.
You take control. Dial 1-800-259-9231. We'll throw you on for the remaining segment here. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, and it is Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Hey, man, what you here for just a few more moments, and then we're done for tonight. But, again, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We're available 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time at night. And we also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
And you can hear all of those shows on our website at freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Just click on the live streaming link there, and you're listening. That's you're listening. Great. To the
crisp and clean.
Yes.
You can go to the website and pirate this show. Pirate it. We're asking you to.
Yep.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Spread it around.
It's our intellectual property, and we're giving it to you. So
we want you to take it.
So there you go.
Now, that's the same quality feed that we send to the
it is. It's a very nice quality feed.
Genesis.
We have lower quality feeds as well on the site. So for those of you analog modem types, dial-up people, you can still listen to the show. 1-800-259-9231. Again, mere moments remaining, and it's all there at freetalklive.com. Any final thoughts, guys, on the decline here of our freedoms in this country? I mean, you mentioned, you were kind of throwing it out there that we might be like Nazi Germany. You serious? Were you serious with that comment?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, what would be the difference if you look at the scenario, what would be the difference in that particular scenario from what you imagine Nazi Germany to have been like? I'm just saying there are some parallels here.
I'm not
saying that we're living in a country that's as bad as Nazi Germany was, but then again, I wonder, you know, lots of little white guys like me had it real good in Nazi Germany.
Well, let's see what Ian in New York has to say. He doesn't want to talk about Nazi Germany, but instead Bobby Fischer. Again, the show you can change the topic on any time. Ian in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do you guys know the world championship player Bobby Fischer?
Yes, the chess player.
Okay, he's over in Japan, and he's in prison over there.
He's in prison?
Yes, because in 1992, he played a game against ATSI in Yugoslavia, and there's an executive order for no business going on in Yugoslavia.
That's correct.
So he broke it, and there was a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah, there was a warrant out for years, and he'd just been running around internationally, just avoiding arrest, basically, and running out.
And now,
was he always one move ahead?
Japan caught him, though. And he's been sitting in Japan's lockup for 6 months now.
Really?
And they're going to send him. They're going to send him back to the United States. But now, I think Iceland just stepped up, and we'll give him citizenship.
Well, he's
a Bobby's just a pawn in this whole international issue.
I mean, and Bobby's politics are totally nuts. I mean, he's...
the guy's a genius. You got to give him that, you know?
Hopefully the government won't checkmate him on this one.
So don't you think we should help Bobby out and get him to Iceland? He shouldn't be in there.
If Iceland can get his ass out of there, then more power to Iceland. Again, Bobby Fischer's politics don't float my boat. I feel sorry for him for what's happening to him. He is being persecuted for just a silly, silly reason. And I think it's sad. I don't know if they're necessarily going to be successful because they have to get him out of a Japanese prison, right?
Yeah.
And the U.S. authorities are going to come get him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's mainly, his politics mainly, he thinks...
He's nuts.
Yeah, well.
No, he's nuts. We don't have time to get into it. Well, Ian, thanks
for
the call.
Hopefully Iceland will descend like a knight in shining armor.
1-800-259. He better pray to the bishops on this one. 800-259-9231. This has been Free Talk Live. And get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And your rookie, Johnson.
And Manwich.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7. If you're tired of